what will happen if we don't give them the money, and what will happen if we do?
Well, let's look at if we don't. As the Treasurer of California points out, the state has sovereign taxing authority. So they can tax you right down to your last dollar if they have to and pay their debts. So it means if they
confiscate, that's a little scary.
Confiscate all of the property of the citizens of the state of California in equal measure and use it to pay off their burgeoning debt. That's an option that the state has. You know, they got a $500 billion pension debt, $500 billion that they owe their public servants. And you have judges already saying, oh, no, once you say you're going to give them a benefit, you can't take it back. It's like a contract. So that's what prompted all this talk about bankruptcy, because with these generous benefit packages for its employees being, you know, guaranteed now because they gave it to them once or promised it to them years ago, this now becomes a contract and they can't go back on it except through bankruptcy court.
All right, now I'm going to stop it there just to say, can they do what the big three automakers did and say, look, we're going to give you a one-time payout for your retirement benefit. We got to get you off of our books, you know, and here's how much we'll give you so that we can take you off of our books in the future. Could they do that with the employees in the pension fund?
They most certainly can. They can offer buyouts. They can offer different benefits. They can offer benefits that would be willingly taken, and just as you could in any contract. But if the other party says no, well, then, you know, the courts have ruled there's no choice. California then has to pay what they promised to pay, unless, of course, the employees or former employees agree to take something different. Now, so as long as the courts are going to enforce these pension obligations, they're going to force a great many states into this sort of a corner where, you know, either bankrupt or tax people out of their property.
Now, I believe the last time we talked, you told me something that stayed with me. And correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I credit you with this in my brain, that a means test was something that might be employed in the near future for Social Security. Right. And so that they're going to start saying, well, you can get the money, but really, before you get any money, here's the new criteria for whether or not you qualify. And that if you already have money, it's just, you know, it's not fair for you to ask for your old money back. And so could they apply? I mean, I have no confidence that I'm ever going to see a penny in Social Security. But I wouldn't mind it if they gave me, like, a one-time payout, if even just a fraction of whatever I kicked into the system, if they intend on giving me some sort of means test that says I can't have it later on. But anyway, so can they do that with California? Could they give a new means test that say, look, we'll meet these retirement benefits, but only for the people that really need them?
You know, it's interesting about Social Security. The only reason that actuarially it's sound is because there's a realization that it's not a guarantee. That they could cancel the Social Security idea tomorrow with legislation. This, of course, is different from a negotiation with a private union. And so while one is a contract, the other is not. And this, of course, has been pointed out at great pains by the people at Social Security, because if you ask them to look at their outlying years, well, suddenly the whole United States is bankrupt because we can't afford it. So because Social Security is viewed as an insurance plan and not a guarantee, it's not an entitlement. You believe that? I know. The rest of us find that a shock as well, I'm sure. But because it's not, then they can ignore any requirement to fully fund Social Security. But as far as a pension is concerned, that is an entirely different arrangement according to courts, and it cannot be changed because it's a contract.
Okay. So good to know. But then that's the separation again. Back to the case of California, they have it within their rights, and they're, you know, I could see where they could really scare the snot out of people to say, you either pay up or we'll come and get it from you. And we just need what we need and we'll take it if we have to. That this is a distinct possibility for the future of Californians.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, we already have court cases moving forward this month where individual municipalities are trying to change the way that they have to pay or lay off their employees. and the courts are just constantly pounding at the municipalities and throwing out case after case. So the sort of nation is watching to see how the courts rule on, you know, the cities, various cities in California, decision to lay off employees or not pay benefits and so forth. And in fact, the Vallejo just declared bankruptcy. It emerged from it, however you want to call it. This is has to bleed through to the state level. So as more and more municipalities face this difficulty, pretty soon the state will have to face it as well.
Okay. Fascinating. Thank you. And yet we're just getting started with Andy Gause. You can link up to him through coasttocoastam.com. And that was, I sort of stop you early and to sort of drill down a little bit on what you were saying about the that type of a bailout. What other type of bailout could they be talking about? If California says, we're going to go under, where else could they be getting the money? And how else, who, well, let me ask you another way. Where else could they point the gun and say, give us the money? Where else could they, who else could they be shaking down other than their own state residents?
You know, the rest of us. You look at history and you'll see cases at the founding of the Republic, during the Civil War, where all of the debts of the states were assumed by the United States. So, okay, California, you've been terrible and you've spent yourself into oblivion, but North Dakota, you've been very thrifty and you've saved a bunch of money. So in a perverse sort of a means test, why don't North Dakota pay off some of California's debt? Mm. That's the ultimate bailout program, where we all get band together as one and we take all of the collective debt and we throw it into a pile and we assume it at the federal level. That certainly is a plan that's not outside of the realm of possibility. And but along with it would go various abnegation of sovereignty. I mean, where a state says, okay, we're going to give up our right to make our own determinations within our border if you'll take over all of these obligations for us, and now you'll have the federal government looming large over every state that found itself in this crisis.